If you're just joining us this week, we're in the middle of a series called Safe and Sound. It's off of Psalm 23, and we're looking at Psalm 23 from the eyes of a shepherd, of what David probably was thinking when he was writing it, because a lot of times we just skim over things, but each part of this verse is so, or this passage is so powerful and unique. The first week, man, we are having difficulties today. Nothing. I got nothing. We are not working. So, okay. So, put up. There you go. The Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23. If you remember that was the first week. Pastor Jeff did an excellent job showing us how it's the Lord is our shepherd, and that makes us the sheep. The sheep, right? Sheep. Bah to your neighbor. You're a sheep. So, and every sheep needs a shepherd. And every sheep is looking for a shepherd, believe it or not. But the Lord is my shepherd. That's what we're declaring. The second week, we did this one. We did I shall not be in want. And, you know, it's interesting how many times we want things that we shouldn't really be wanting. This constant worry of wanting to have this, that, and the other thing. You know, he talked about the sheep being, fence crawlers? So fence crawlers were a sheep, it had everything they needed, but had to keep going over to the next field and bringing and teaching other people. We want to be content with what the Lord is doing. So this week we're doing this one here. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Now, this is primarily speaking of rest. And we like rest, don't we? Sometimes we don't. But there's a difference between rest and sleep. See, a lot of you right now are like, hey, I have absolutely no problem resting. But you're thinking of sleep. In fact, some of you are about to fall asleep right now. You're like, I have no problem. I can sleep anywhere. It's different. Rest and sleep are totally different. What this is talking about is that your soul, your spirit is at rest, that you're not worked up, that you're not anxious and worrying, and he makes us lie down in green pastures. That is such a comforting verse, but there are some things that keep us from that. And so what I have here, we have four things that keep sheep from being at rest. Four things, four reasons why sheep can't rest. And I'm sure there's more, but from my studies and what we've looked into, these are the ones we're going to get into. And I'm not a sheep expert, but I have some sheep encounters, and we'll get to that in a minute. The first one being is, that'd be a great name for a band, Sheep Encounters. First thing is fear. Fear. Sheep are skittish. Did you know that? They're very skittish. They're kind of like deer. They get into a moment where something out of the ordinary comes and they're like, meh, meh, meh. They're gone. They're out of there. They're losing their mind. They're scared. And sheep are scared of like real danger, like a wolf, or perceived danger, like a Pomeranian. No, I'm serious. There are people that have large herds, large flocks, will often tell their friends, if you come over, please leave the dogs at home. Because just the slightest, like a chihuahua coming out that they're not used to, they're all alert and freaking out and going crazy. Hunters, you know what I'm talking about, because if you're a hunter or if you've spent some time in the woods and you're sitting there waiting for a deer to come in and she smells you or she sees something, what's the first thing she does? She stomps her foot and then they make this sound. Because they're alerting everybody. All the other deer, there is danger here. And then they put up their white tail and they're gone. And that is a bad sight because that means no deer in your freezer, right? No venison. That's a bad thing. But so the same way as they're alerting other ones, hey, there's danger. Even if there's not, even if it's a Pomeranian, we do the same thing though. Can I say that? We do that too. This fear is like contagious. Like we almost like it. And the news knows that. The news knows that. You ever watch the news and it's like, pew, coming up next. You always got to have that sound effect. Pew, coming up next. Stay tuned through our commercial break, because when we come back, we're going to let you know if potatoes cause cancer. You're like, well, I didn't think they did cause cancer, but now I got to stick around. What if they do? You know, they're feeding on you with that cue. So you stay and you listen, you watch all the stupid commercials because you're just ready. You know, you want to find out what the answer is, and they come back and they're like, oh, potatoes do not cause cancer. That's cigarettes. Potatoes are delicious. Oh, man, totally roped me in there because they know that you will stay. You're more likely to stay, especially if your interest is peaked, and they love to do it with fear. That's something that's contagious. Well, I didn't think I had cancer, but I had potato yesterday. I might have cancer. So now you're all worried about it, and then you watch, it's nothing. It was perceived danger, but it wasn't real danger. How about another thing is, throw this up here. You ever see these on Facebook? Type amen if Jesus can save you from hell, ignore if no. Can I tell you right now, if that's you posting this stuff, stop sending me this stuff. Because I ain't writing anything, and I know that ain't true. That's fear. That's trying to get you to type amen and share it with your friends, because if you don't share it, then God, stop doing that, okay? It's just fear. It ain't true. There ain't no verse in the Bible that says that if you don't say amen on Facebook, then God's going to throw you in hell for eternity, okay? There ain't nothing that says if you say amen, then you're going to heaven. You're good. Like, this crazy stuff. I was thinking, the other thing is, with social media, people, this is just crazy. I want to show you. Like, what happens is people come up with these fake news stories that, you know, either they're coming up with you. Some of you have also sent me, like, don't add Habar Jewelwiz because he's spamming everybody's account. I'm like, I would never, like, I don't even know who Habar is. I would never accept his friend anyway. And then you guys continue these things. It's just a scam. But check this out. This is also a scam. This was from breaking news. Okay, fake news. But Donald Trump is having feds build concentration camp detention centers. Why? Donald Trump is now setting his sights on punishing undocumented immigrants in America. Shockingly, Trump just signed a directive to create new camps, concentration camps, where such immigrants will be held for deportation. It's not true. Do a little fact check before you share it and send it out, because it's just fear. Now listen, you think that's unique to Trump? Check this out. It's about 10 years ago. Breaking news. Obama opens first FEMA concentration camp in U.S. Obama's Federal Emergency Management Agency officially opened their first political realignment facility on Thursday in Willcox, Arizona. This type of facility is more commonly known as concentration camp or even death camp. Basically, what they're saying is they're going to throw all of us conservatives in there until we say, okay, we're going to be liberal now. It's not true. This is fake stuff. But this is what our society feeds on. And when sheep are scared, they alert everybody else. And then they're all worked up. And so many times we get worked up over the things that aren't true, things that don't matter. These things keep us from resting. It bothers your soul. It bothers your spirit. You're all at rest. You're on there. You know, listen, control these things. But we'll get to that. A good shepherd protects his flock. A good shepherd protects his flock. And can I say this morning, we don't have just a good father, we have a good shepherd. Amen. I was going to talk to Scott about maybe changing the lyrics to that for one of them, but then I thought that was really cheesy and we shouldn't do that. Good shepherd, it's who you are. Anyway, so when I was a kid, my parents had sheep. And we had a little hobby farm. It wasn't anything enormous or anything. We had about most maybe 30, right? 25, 30 at the most. That's counting lambs and things. Well, one night, my father hears the sheep. They're going crazy. It's in the middle of the night. My, my, my. And he hears it. He's like, he gets up. It's in a fall evening. He grabs the shotgun. That's the first thing you do. And he takes a flashlight and tapes it onto the shotgun. So now he's scanning over the pasture, right? The shepherd's here. He's going to protect his flock. He's scanning over it, and all of a sudden, he sees two eyes, and it looks like it's a coyote or a dog or something. And he's like, get out of here. Get out of here. Sink's still snarling, going after him. Get out of here. Won't move. So he did what any good shepherd would do. He protected his flock. Boom. Blasted him. Problem is, it was the neighbor's dog. And he was hung up on the fence. So, yeah, so we don't know what neighbor's dog. We just know it is a dog, somebody's pet that was shot. But he didn't know, right? He's just being a good shepherd, protecting his flock. And they didn't know if it had rabies, didn't know what it was. So he takes it out back, buries it, puts it in the ground. And as he's walking back with his shovel back to the house, all of a sudden the neighbors pull in of this particular dog. Keep in mind, he's got a shovel over his shoulder, right? Excuse me, sir. Have you seen our dog? He's got his kids with him. Nope, I haven't seen him. No, I didn't.
What do you look like?
He answered to the name Fluffy. Oh. Let's just say this. My bus riding experience was not good after those days.
There's the kid. His parents are dog killers, you know.
But the point is he did the right thing. A good shepherd protects his flock. And can I say that God is watching over all of us? He's watching over us. This is why it's so important that we have to stay in his presence. Because when the shepherd is in the midst of the sheep, they know he's watching over them. When we get into his word, when we get into speaking to God and listening to God and going into worship, suddenly all fear leaves, right? Because perfect love casts out all. And if he's perfect love, it casts out all fear. I want to show you this verse. It's in 1 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline, or a sound mind. This is what God, the good shepherd, is giving his sheep. This is what he's giving us. Not fear, not all worked up and worried about what's happening in the news. Oh my gosh, concentration camps. I better share this. I better watch the news. No, he doesn't give you that. If you're experiencing that anxiousness, that fear, that worked up, you got to sit there and say, I need to get in the presence of the good shepherd. I need to get out of whatever I'm in, perceived danger or real, but I need to now step into the presence of God so that his presence will cast out all fear. The second thing that keeps sheep from being at rest is friction within the flock. Friction. You know, every animal has a order of dominance to it. Every animal. Chickens, we call that a pecking order, right? Does anybody know what they call cattle? That one? Anybody know? Ooh, cool, you're learning something today. A horning order. Horning order. But with sheep, it's a butting order. Probably didn't know this, did you? That there's a butting order within sheep. There's either an alpha male or an alpha female or whatever. So actually, we were at the zoo yesterday and we experienced this. We went to the zoo and there's this little monkey. He's like a teenager. And he thinks he is the alpha male. So he's literally, you got to go check it out at the zoo. This monkey is literally trying to attack through the glass my children. And it was the cutest thing ever. But then the guy is crazy. But the guy, the zookeeper, told me, oh, yeah, he's a little turd. That's what he said, exact words. He said he thinks he's the alpha male, and he's trying to show dominance to your kids. And they're kind of the same size. So anyway, I thought that was crazy. But anyway, so sheep have budding order. It's like budding out, you know? If you got a certain grass area that's pristine grass, oh, that's my area, butt out of there, you know? They headbutt them, get them out. If that's a certain place where they want to lay their head at night, you better get out of there. Can you imagine with me for 1 second if we treated church like that? You walk in, you're whistling, yeah, everything's good, and all of a sudden somebody's sitting in your seat. You headbutt them out of there, you know? Get out of here! Can you imagine if you're at home and your wife and you or your spouse and you are fighting over what you're going to watch on TV? It's like, I want to watch football. Well, I want to watch Dancing with the Stars. And one of you headbutts the other, I don't know. Can you imagine if we settled disputes like in a butting order? If you're at work and somebody else gets a job over you and you're like, that was my position. Headbutt him out of there. I deserve a raise. Like, it's crazy if we did this. But it's funny, but we do it to a small degree, right? we do this one-upping, this comparison, and it equals unrest in our lives. You know, you go on any kind of social media, and you can see how people have this, that, and the other. They're just showing you the best parts of their lives, you know? They're not showing you that they were sick the day before, you know? They're just telling you the best parts. But we're always one-upping and trying to get, you know, keeping up with the Joneses and trying to do this, that, and the other. It's friction in the flock. It's friction in the flock. Again, when we were, here's another sheep encounter story. When we were younger and we had these sheep, we had two different breeds of sheep. The first breed was down by the where our main barn was, and then we had another breed up on the hill. But you don't want them, like, you know, you don't want the bloodlines getting tainted, so you have to keep them separate. And within our herds, anyway, our flocks, we had just one male, and that was, you know, the head dog. He was the ram. So down below, in the breed down below, we had a ram. His name was Blue. Okay. Now, if you remember from Pastor Jeff's story in week one, he talked to you about Abraham the ram. That's pretty good, right? Abraham was a descendant of Rambo. That was the first. Rambo, Abraham, and then Blue. Well, Blue is a jerk. Just keep that in mind. Blue is he is the meanest. It was like, I don't know why we just kept those bloodlines going with those stupid sheep, because they're all mean and nasty. Blue was scared. He scared the sheep out of me all the time. Ooh, he was nasty. So anyway, that was him. But up on the hill, we had a sheep. I named him. He was my sheep. His name was Chris. Now, Chris. Yeah. It was the name of my friend. I know it's not like Rambo. That's like really unique. No, Chris. I loved Chris. Can I say this? That was the nicest stinking ram that's ever walked planet Earth. It was like Jesus of the rams. Okay? He was sinless. And I loved that thing. I would come, he would let me get in his pen, I could pet him, he was awesome. He was a good sheep. Well, one day, Blue is a jerk, Blue busts out of his pen and gets into where Chris is. And he's about to show that, like that monkey, about to show who's boss. And they get into it. We weren't home, and we come back, and he killed Chris. Talk about friction, right? That's friction right there. He killed Chris. I was devastated. Absolutely devastated. So, a little bunny trail, but I'll tell you about it. A couple months later, we had my cousin Tara over for dinner. Some of you can see where this is going. She says to my dad, as we're eating our food and he's cutting his meat, she says, "Hey, whatever happened to Josh's ram, Chris?" Just quietly looks at the fork, takes a bite, and says, "He's here with us right now." I didn't know that until I was sitting there, and now I'm eating my best friend. I can't believe I still eat meat today. When you eat your pet, that has scars for life, let me just tell you. Truth is, my dad didn't want them fighting. A good shepherd doesn't want friction within the flock. A good shepherd tries to keep them from fighting. There's this great verse here in James 4. Why don't you turn there? Can we do that? Go to James 4. I want to read this because I feel like it's powerful. If you got your Bibles or your devices, just go there and highlight it, and you can take it home with you, and then during the day. All right, James 4. If you got it, say yeah. In verse 1, it says this: "What causes fights and quarrels among you?" Just think about that for a second. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? Yep. You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. Like a budding order. We're more like sheep than you think. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. He's a good, good father, and he doesn't want his children fighting. He's a good shepherd, but he doesn't want his sheep fighting. This stuff, friction, will keep you from being at rest. Always worked up and wondering if you can get ahead, if you can do this, that, and the other. Always battling this. So what do? I don't want my kids fighting. They were fighting yesterday. It was driving me crazy. Parents in the house, right? Drives you crazy when you see your kids fighting. Why? Stop doing it. They all do. That's what kids do. But but can I say this? When my kids are fighting, I step into the scenario instantly, and I look at them and I say, look at me. Give me your eyes. Look at me. And when that happens, I can reason with them. I can talk to them. I can explain things. And what we need to do, and a good shepherd, same thing. He's trying to stop that fighting from happening. What we need to do is focus not on the things out to the left and the right up. And we need to focus on the shepherd. Focus on him, because he doesn't want you fighting. He doesn't want you quarreling with each other and having offenses, because it causes unrest for you. Not just because, oh, it's annoying. I mean, I do think he thinks that sometimes, like, oh my gosh, look what they're fighting about. Are you serious? She wore the same dress as you? Come on. He beat you in golf? Are you kidding? Like, what? You know, this stuff that we're fighting, why are we fighting? Because of what's inside. And a good shepherd wants us to focus our eyes on him, not of the things of this world. We focus on him. The third thing is, that keeps sheep from being at rest, is pests. Pests. Insects, bugs, ticks, things of that nature. They mean no rest. It means constant tormenting. A good sheep, or any kind of sheep for that matter, like especially out west and things, when they get bugs, like it's just like eating them alive, you know? Because sheep, I don't know if you knew this, but sheep don't have arms or, you know, legs. Well, they have legs, but they don't have, yeah, that would be weird. A sheep with no legs, I just had that mental picture in it, so I can't get it out of my head. But they don't have fingers. It's not like you get a bug on you and you slap it. They can't do that. So what sheep do is they get all worked up and they start stomping. That's the first thing. And then they'll shake. And if they have to, they'll run into a bush trying to get some relief from all this. There is no rest when you got some bugs and stuff like that on your skin and in your face. Now, think about this for a second. We all have some of those constant tormenting pests, don't we? When you're at the grocery store, you're over there at your fine. You only got one thing. The lady in front of you, she's got a stinking two carts full. And you're sitting there like, you gonna let me go ahead of you? And she looks at you, she's like, hey, how are you doing? And she proceeds to put all her stuff on the cart, or on the, and you're thinking, this is something that causes it, right? You're sitting to yourself thinking, are you seriously doing this right now? I got one thing. You're buying enough for the whole church, please. And then they go to pay, and she's like, okay, that'll be $100.97. And she's like, she brings out the dreaded change purse. I think I have the 97 cents, she says. She's winking at you. You're like, are you kidding me? And she's pulling out pennies. I got 97 pennies. That is constant torment, am I right? Or you're over here, you're on Route 39 about to take a right on 16, and it's red, but you know you can go right on red, and some idiot is in front of you, and they ain't turning right. It's like, you can go. There's nobody coming. You turn right. Let's go. Come on. That's a constant torment. Or the other day, I was driving East Aurora. I'm going, it's 55 miles per hour. Just go 55. I'm not asking for you to speed. Just go close to 55. This guy's going 40. 40 and a 55. And it wasn't you, Pastor Scott. You know, this stuff is real, right? My wife will tell you, snoring is a problem in our household. It's her, not me. Nah. It's me. And she gets really mad, and I got bruises all down my side to prove it. How about this one?
The pastor didn't say hi to me today at church. Can't believe that. Meanwhile, he's going to tend to somebody whose mom died or something crazy like that, or we had to go to the bathroom. I don't know. Could be any of those things. I can't believe that he didn't say hi to me. There are 400 people in this building right now. It's hard to say hi to every single person. Can I just tell you that right now? It's hard. But these are the things that eat us alive, right? I can't believe that person posted that on Facebook. It doesn't bother you. Seriously. This is our constant annoyances, these pests, these things. And you're probably asking yourself right now, Josh, is there really any relief from these pests? No. Can I say there is? There is some relief. Sorry, Joe, there is. A good shepherd puts repellents, chemicals, things like that on the sheep to protect them from bugs. We'll get into this more in later weeks, but one of the things that a shepherd puts on is oil, especially older times, that will give them some relief. I don't know if it was Young Living, plant therapy, or doTERRA. Some kind of oil. I don't know. Maybe we'll find that out sometime. Some of you like, it was Young Living. It was for sure. It was doTERRA. These are essential oils for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. But they put oil on the sheep to give them relief from the bugs. Because again, a good shepherd doesn't want his sheep to be at unrest. He wants them to be at rest. Now, I liken that oil to be like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there to give you relief from the bugs, from the things that are bugging you. It's true. A good shepherd, he pours that on them, and they are like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. But unlike sheep, we have to go to the shepherd to get the oil. We have to go to the shepherd for him to pour his spirit out on us so that we can have some relief from the bugs, from the things in life that drive us crazy. In Galatians 5, 22 through 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If you're battling with any of the things I was talking about, if you have things bugging you, go douse yourself in the Holy Spirit from head to toe. My wife prayed that over me this morning, that you would just be filled with the Spirit from head to toe. I said, you have no idea how good that is. Because I'm thinking to myself, what I'm about to talk to you today, I need to be filled. Because when those annoying moments come, it's not affecting me as much. Why? Because I have some patience. I have some self-control. The guy that's driving 40 in a 55, I can sit there. If I have the Holy Spirit, if I have the oil, I'm doing much better, aren't I? We have to ask him to cover us. The fourth and final thing is hunger. Just like any other species, you know, when you're hungry, you're not at rest. You're really not. Have you ever been really hungry? It says hugger. I was hungry when I wrote that, so. Hugger. There's no turning back from here. Let's just go home. No. Hunger. And it's hard to focus when you're hungry, right? You're sitting there like, man, I am starving, and then you write hugger on your slides. But when you're hungry, like, has anybody ever been, like, really hungry before? I'm like really hungry. Yes, come on. Sometimes you think you're hungry. You're not really, right? But when you're really hungry, man, you are just not, you can't sleep. You ever wake up in the middle of the night, and you're like, I am starving right now. No, then you go and find a bag of Doritos. Polish that thing off, and then you sleep good, don't you? Doritos and bison dip, right? That's Bucky's favorite right there. That's a good midnight snack. Or Pastor Jeff's dad, who used to raid the fridge in the middle of the night. How you doing there? Anyway, so you ever go grocery shopping when you're hungry? It's a bad idea. It is not good. You should eat something, get an apple, something that's like filling, and then go shopping. Because if you're hungry, you're like, well, it's not on the list, but those are double stuffed Oreos. They look really good right now. boom, I'm hungry. You're buying pizzas and all kinds of crazy stuff. You get home and your wife's like, what happened? I was hungry and I went shopping. That's like, you never do that. It's a bad idea. Now, here's the thing. As we're physically hungry and we're at rest, the same is spiritually hungry. And a good shepherd wants his flock to be fed. He wants them to get everything they need spiritually so that they're at rest, so that their tummies are full, so that they can be able to be at rest. When you're fed spiritually, you're doing really well. But if you're not feeding, listen, if you're not feeding on his food, you're going to end up doing something like the barren pastures that are out there. You're eating stuff that's not good for you. It's not the choice, luscious, green pasture that we're talking about today. When I was in Myrtle Beach, I had a roommate. His name was John, and we were bachelors, and we decided, let's get a dog, you know? What's the manliest dog you can get? We got a blue steel chihuahua, and her name was Chica. And Chica was a good dog, but she also pooped on the carpet a lot, and that's not so great. Anyway, Chica, we got to the point where we allowed Chica to be able to roam the house by herself, and it was around Valentine's Day. And we get home, we come up, we were at Chick-fil-A or something. We get home, and we come over to the table, and we're noticing that all of the Hershey Kisses that we had, there's tinfoil everywhere, and all the Hershey Kisses are gone. Uh-oh, where's Chica? Chica's in the back all blown up and like, you know, she's not doing good. Oh no, she ate the whole, this little thing, man, she could barely get on the couch, but somehow she got on the table to get the chocolate. She got real sick. We had to take her to like that animal vet thing that costs like thousands of dollars. She was bad. It was a bad news. She's dead now, but not from that. She died. I think a car ran her over or something like that. It wasn't my car, no. It wasn't my car. But here, so listen. Wasn't my car. But here's the thing. I do know somebody who ran over their cat once. Woohoo! What's up, Jody? All right. That's a story for another day. There's something really special in this place today. I just contributed that to the Lord. God is doing some stuff. Amen? He's giving us some joy. I love it. But here's the deal with Chica. She could eat anything she wanted. We had the best dog food for this thing. You know, the one, not just the bag dog food. We had the ones that were in cans, you know, that looked like, you could eat it and be like, oh, this is pretty good. Yeah. We'd give her that kind of stuff, not like Alpo. We got her the best stuff. And what's crazy to me is she was fed. You thought she was, but man, she's looking and she's like, man, that looks really good. I can smell that chocolate, even though the chocolate was bad for her, even though the chocolate made her sick and nasty and then had to go to the hospital and cause us money. She's doing that. But think about it. We do that too. When we're hungry and we're not being fed on the Lord, we're going to things that really hurt us. We're going to stuff that makes us feel bad. We're going to stuff that makes us worse than we were before. And God doesn't want that. He wants you to eat of His product. He wants you to eat of His green pasture. He set that out for you. He spent a lot of time toiling the soil over and getting everything that you need. But the truth is, if you don't trust the shepherd, you're not going to eat his food. If you don't trust the shepherd, you're going to be fearful and not get in his presence. If you don't trust the shepherd, you're going to have friction in your community because you're not looking at him. You're going to have bugs when you don't have the Holy Spirit because you're not receiving that. These are four things that keep sheep from rest, but they keep us from rest too. I want to pray for you this morning. I know it's Father's Day, and it's been said already, but a lot of us have had bad fathers. Some of you in this place have had bad experiences, or maybe you had just a good father, but you don't feel like you're a good father. Maybe that is true. This morning, if you could just close your eyes, I feel like there's a trust factor that needs to come into play here. You know, my kids will stand on some really tall things and say, catch me, Daddy. They know I'm going to catch them. They know that I'm going to catch them. They trust me. But for some of us in this room, we have a hard time trusting in the shepherd. We're going out and we're grabbing things that aren't for us. The food is, it's bad food. It's junk food. It's nasty. It's hurting us. Maybe for some of you, you don't know what it is. It's running to Facebook and running for people's approval, and you're trying to get fed on all this, and it's messing you up on the inside. Some of you have been battling fears and anxiety and stress levels to crazy proportions. Right now, just get into His spirit. Just get into His presence. Invite Him to come into the midst of where you're at. Maybe you have friction in the community. Maybe even in this building, there's somebody that you know you need to make amends with, that you know things aren't right, that there's friction, there's been fighting, one-upping. I'm right, they're wrong. That's just the way it is. Can I say to you this morning, the shepherd wants you to go and make things right. He doesn't like his sheep being at odds with each other. It's bad for you. It's bad for them too, but it's bad for you. You're not healthy when you're fighting. You're not healthy when you're fearful. You're not healthy when you're bothered by things constantly and when you're not hungry. So maybe even if you don't feel comfortable doing this, do it because you trust Him. Just raise your hands to Him and say, God, Father, the Good Shepherd, will you just please? I know you meet all my needs. I know you meet all the deepest concerns of my heart. I know that, Lord, your perfect love casts out fear. Would you step in my midst? Would you pour your spirit out on me, Lord? Lord, I'm looking at you. Lord, I want to eat from what you have for me. Father, I'm sorry. Maybe you just have to say, and I'm saying it to Him right now. I'm sorry for going to other things. I'm sorry for going to other things, Lord. For not trusting in you. For getting all worked up and not allowing to be in your spirit enough. Lord, please. Please, Lord. I believe, but help me with my unbelief, Lord. I trust, but help me, Lord, when I don't. Make your presence known to us this morning. You are a good, good shepherd. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.